Let me start by welcoming all of you to the 42nd session of the Committee on World Food Security. This session takes place right after the adoption of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. I'm looking forward to your discussions on the committee's engagement with the SDGs. I have no doubt that the reform of the CFS will rise to the challenge and find how best it can contribute to the 2030 Agenda. FAO is also part of this effort. At least 14 of the 17 new goals are related to FAO mandate. And our 5 strategic objectives fully reflect the ambition and purpose of the SDGs. For example, FAO has the expertise to contribute to SDG 14 on oceans and marine resources, SDG 15 on ecosystem, biodiversity, forests and land, SDG 6 and 7 on water and energy, SDG 5 on gender equality, SDG 13 on climate change, or SDG 12 on sustainable consumption and production. But our work will be particularly relevant in the achievement of SDGs 1 and 2, eradicating extreme poverty and hunger, and promoting food security, nutrition, and sustainable agriculture. Without rapid progress in eliminating hunger and malnutrition, the full range of the 2030 Agenda cannot be achieved. At the same time, reaching the other SDGs will pave the way for ending hunger and extreme poverty. We can advance faster if we work together, building partnerships upon a shared vision and goals as SDG 17 requires. Let me add that FAO welcomes the CFS decision to step up its work on nutrition and to contribute to the implementation of the ICN2 commitments. The CFS multi-stakeholder engagement is an important asset to advance the nutrition agenda, discussing policies at the international level while governments with the support of the UN system and other partners. Distinguished delegates, you have a busy week ahead. You will endorse the framework for action on addressing food insecurity in protracted crisis. I wish to congratulate all of you for reaching consensus on this complex issue. As I always say, building consensus takes time, but it helps moving everything faster afterwards. Let me take this opportunity also to acknowledge the outgoing chair of the high-level panel of experts, Professor Per Pinstrup Andersen, and Ambassador Gerda Verburg, who concludes her term as CFS chairperson. Over the last 2 years, the CFS has continued to consolidate itself as the cornerstone of global governance in food security. My sincere thanks to both of you. I look forward to working with your successors to make the CFS even more relevant. Ladies and gentlemen, this year's World Food Day is a celebration on how social protection and agriculture can help break the cycle of rural poverty. As you all know, the observance, which also marks the 70th anniversary of FAO, will take place in Milan on Friday. I'm grateful to the committee for agreeing to end your meeting early this week. I hope that many of you will be able to join us in Milan for the celebrations. Distinguished delegates, the 2030 Agenda brings new momentum to our efforts. Now the world has set date to end hunger, to achieve food security, and to end malnutrition in all its forms. FAO and our sister RBAs share with CFS a common commitment to eradicate hunger and malnutrition. Let's embrace this challenge together. It's ambitious, but realist. I do not doubt that we can become the first Zero Hunger generation. Thank you for your attention.